Parshas Vezois Habracha. Ulachal hayad hachazaka, ulachal amayra hagadal, asha asa Moshe, liyaynei kal Yisrael. Chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek. So, Yanko, how does it feel to make another siyum on the Torah?
Okay.
Okay, I think Simchas Torah, you should be a little happier than that. What's the matter?
I practiced with Zayis HaBracha so hard. The Gabbai told me I'm going to be able to learn one of the minyanim. But I don't know. Every minyan had a Baal Kairin. I didn't learn.
Nunu?
Nunu? But what did I practice for?
What you practice for? You practice for this test, this Nisayan. Even though you're disappointed, you're still going to be happy. That makes your mitzvah of Simcha even greater than before.
I know, but at least I thought when I finish the Torah, I'll really be happy.
Ever notice what Rashi says? The very last Rashi in all of Chumash? Li'enei kol Yisrael?
Yeah, Hashem thanks Moshe for breaking the Luchas.
Do you ever think about that? The very last Rashi? Rashi has to mention the breaking of the Luchas? Because the greatness of Klal Yisrael is, even after we make mistakes and the Luchas break, we rebuild and start again. So can't you be happy on Simchas Torah?
If you tell me a story, it'll help.
I think I have just the right story for you.
Gevaldik, Gevaldik, I am the gevir of this town. I am the rich person in this town.
What's doing? Why are you in such a good mood today?
Did you hear? I am the official town gevir.
What makes you the town gevir?
My chicken gave 3 more eggs this morning than any other chicken in the whole village.
Is that so?
And my cow gave a quart more of milk than anyone else's. I am the gevir.
You're the gevir?
Yeah, I'm the gevir.
Haskell, you see these people in this town?
You think they believe that they're in the biggest town in the world?
This town is so big that when you bring in a horse, the nose protrudes from one side and the tail, it's on the other side of the town.
You know something? I think we should play a prank on that town gevir.
What's your plan?
Psst.
Oh, no, that's... that's cruel. But it's going to be fun. Let's do it. Dum-dum. People are a little jealous of me. They don't realize I am the town gevir. I'm the only one with white horses in this town. So who cares they're really black and I pour white paint on it? Oh, yes, can I help you?
We're a delegation. We came from the nearby town.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. And why did you come to me?
We heard that you're the town gevir.
Yes, I am.
Actually, we heard you have a daughter, and perhaps you'd be interested in a shidduch for her.
Well, now that I'm the town gevir, you know, it can't just be any shidduch. It has to be a person that at least has one more cow than I do.
We were talking about a real chashuv shidduch. Did you ever hear of the Poisik Hador, the great Gaon, Rebbe Kiva Eger?
Rebbe Kiva who?
Rebbe Kiva Eger. Oh, sure, I heard of him. Oh, of course. Do you learn his svarim?
Do I,
yeah, of course. I see. Well, he has a son, you know.
He really does?
That's right.
He's really a big man?
Is he a big man? He's like the Poisik Hador.
Oh, what does that mean?
Just like you're the town gevir. He's the town Talmud Chacham.
Oh, I see. How many eggs does his chickens give?
He doesn't have chickens. He sits and learns the entire day.
You think he would do a shidduch with me?
Well, we're traveling into Posen. Perhaps we'll negotiate the shidduch.
Okay. Are you interested? Do I want to do a shidduch with Rebbe Kiva Zeiger?
Eger.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Rebbe Kiva Geiger. Yeah,
no. Eger!
Who?
Rebbe Kiva Eger.
Oh, yes. Well, let me think about it a little. Okay, I'm maskim to the shidduch.
Very nice. We'll let you know. He fell for it.
He thinks the boys are going to hard work to do a shidduch with him. Where are those shatchanim? I'm very excited. Oh, they're coming back after a few weeks. Were you in Posen?
Oh, yeah, yes, yes, we were. Yes, yes, yes.
Did you talk to Rebbe Kiva of
Rebbe Kiva Eger?
Yeah, I forgot a second. Yes, Rebbe Kiva Eger. Did you talk to him?
He said he would be thrilled to do the shidduch.
He did?
That's right. He said, what? What a greater schus!
Oh, gewaldig! Oh, when's going to be the vart? When's going to be the tnayim? I mean, when are they going to get engaged, my daughter and his son?
He said that he doesn't have time to talk to you because he's very busy.
Oh,
but he hopes you'll meichel him.
Oh, sure. I mean, for a mechutin, you have to be meichel.
But he asked that you should say, please, three times in the shul, Vayomer Hashem Salachti Kedvarecha.
Why?
He wants to make sure you're meichel him.
Okay. I'll go to the shul.
Why are you going to the shul?
Shh! You don't understand these things.
Why are you davening Father Ahmed?
Vayomer Hashem!
Please, stop it. The chickens are all running for their lives.
Salachti!
Now the chickens have their wings in the air. What are you doing?
Kedvarecha!
The cows are all rolling upside down. Would you stop that?
Have to say it two more times.
I give out.
Vayomer Hashem!
Please, the plaster from the roof is falling down.
Well, we now have air conditioning. We have a sunroof at the shul.
Zalachti!
No, please. The goats are jumping over the gates.
Kedvarecha!
One more time. I think twice is enough. Okay. A couple of weeks pass by. Where are they? Oh, they're coming back, though, Shadchan.
Let's keep this act up. Well, we just spoke to him now, and he said that we're going to arrange the chasana.
Oh, gewaldig. The chasana is by the collar, right?
Oh, one thing. Rebbe Kiva Eger said, you know, being that he's so busy, he is the Paisa Gadar, the chasana should rather be in Posen by the chasan.
Okay.
But he asked, you should please say all the alchets three times.
Huh?
Now, please don't.
Have Rachmanis on us, please.
We almost had nothing left from last time.
Okay. Then perhaps you should say it quietly in your house. Oh, okay.
He fell for it.
He thinks he's traveling to the chasana.
Look, they decorated the wagon.
Oh, poor guy. He's pouring white paint on his horses. They're shaking. Now there's white paint all over him. Oop. No, a white suit is not bad. Okay, well, here comes the cow and the cow gown. And my family, the whole town came out. They're holding torches and they're playing music. Oh, I feel so bad you can't come with me to the wedding. But don't worry, we'll be back right afterwards. We are off. Okay, let's go, everyone. Oh, wait, Yishama. Oh, we're coming to the town. Here we are, posing.
Okay.
Yeah, yes?
How come there's no lights and signs for us?
Oh, I don't know why. Maybe in the Lichtische town they don't do that so much. Excuse me!
This is an interesting person.
Yes? Is your horse okay? There's white paint dripping from his nose.
Oh, that's all right. Where does my mechutin live?
Your mechutin? How should I know who your mechutin is?
Everyone knows who my mechutin is. Where does Rebbe Kiva Eger live?
Rebbe Kiva Eger, your mechutin.
Oh, very funny.
I don't mean to be funny. The Rav lives over there.
Oh, unbelievable. Some people in this town that I have a sense of humor. Okay, everybody off the wagon. Let's go into the town.
How come they're not standing outside to greet us?
He's a very busy man. He doesn't have time. Okay, here's the waiting room of Rebbe Kiva Eger. Everyone got up for us.
I would also get up for someone who's dripping white paint.
And a cowler who comes in all dressed like a cowler. Everyone just sit down. It's okay.
Oh, do you want to go into the Rav?
No, I'm the mechutin.
You're the what?
I'm the mechutin. When I go in, it's going to take very long. You bold people can go in front of me.
Rebbe, all the people that wanted to get advice from the Rav or Brachis or ask Shilas have left, but there's one family outside.
A family?
Yes. What's the problem? Send them in. Perhaps the Rav should take a look for himself.
Rebbe Kim.
Oh, that's Rebbe Kiva Eger. Oh,
Shalom aleichem, mechaden!
Aleichem shalom.
Oh, we're here and we're ready for the chasana!
Who read the shidduch again?
All those shidchanim that you sent!
Uh-oh. Reb Yid, what's your name?
Matl, Matl.
Reb Matl. There must be some mistake.
A what?
Reb Matl, if I had a son now in shidduchim, oh, I would love to do a shidduch with you, but I must tell you that...
Are you trying to back out of the shidduch?
No. I must tell you that my youngest child got married more than 10 years ago.
That's not an excuse! That there's no chassan. You promised a shidduch, there should be a shidduch. But
how could... But you never even heard of this shidduch, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my wife wants to talk to me.
Don't you realize what happened? We were the victims of the most cruel, practical joke those people went.
The kala, she hops.
The whole thing was just a joke.
I was never so embarrassed in my life.
Oh, no, I'll never live this down. We're finished.
Oh, everyone, please stop crying. Don't worry, we'll get it over. We'll get over with this.
Wait. Don't cry. I have a son who has a son. Let me call him. Summon Reb Shloim over here. Yes, father, is everything all right? Yes, Baruch Hashem, there's going to be a simcha tonight. Bring your son. My son? Yes, he's becoming a chassan tonight. Father? With whom? You see these wonderful people sitting over here? She's already wearing a kala gown? The man looks like a farmer. That's right. Trust me, your son is going to become a chassan tonight.
But, how? Father, in all due respect...
Listen to me, Reb Shloimeh. If you do this shidduch tonight, I promise you, generations of good children. In that case, the shidduch will be done.
He's coming!
Ah, he's coming back! Ah, this is gonna be some joke! Oh boy, was he embarrassed! Don't sit with a collar count! That must have been some joke!
He must have been the laughing stock of the whole town! Oh, Mazel Tov! Mazel Tov! What are you so happy about?
What happened?
What happened? There's just a little mistake, that's all. Instead of Rabbi Kivega's son, I got Rabbi Kivega's grandson.
You really did a shidduch with Rabbi Kivega's grandson?
But this was supposed to be a joke. Because of your joke, something happened that would have never happened. I became a chutzner with Rabbi Kivega.
Tati, and what happened? What do you think happened? I have heard from people that the children and grandchildren were unbelievable tzaddikim, generation after generation. Now, why do you think Rabbi Kivega did that shidduch? I guess, Tati, he didn't want to embarrass him. That's true. Better that a person throw himself into a kiv shenesh and not embarrass someone else publicly. But still, why do you think Rabbi Kivega gave that bracha he's going to have good children? Let me tell you something. I don't know. But let me tell you something that's food for thought. Maybe Rabbi Kivega saw a quality in this person. Another farmer, when he would have realized that he was the victim of such a cruel joke, another farmer may have said,
"How dare them! Give me my axe! I'm going to make charoses out of those people!"
But he didn't say that. Instead, what did he say?
Look, it happened to us, Bashant. We should be embarrassed. Oh, please stop crying. We'll get over this.
Maybe Rabbi Kivega saw in that. If a person can go through that level of embarrassment and want to pick up the pieces, maybe Rabbi Kivega saw over there a makayim for his bracha to be chal. Not to take anything away from the Mesiris Nefesh of Rabbi Kivega. But you see, a lot of times when we're embarrassed, when the luchais breaks, this is the hope for anything that happens. Li'enei kol Yisrael. Li'enei kol Yisrael is Rashi Tevois. Keli. That's right. Ein ha-keli machzik bracha el ha-shalem. There is no keli in the world that could hold brachos only shalom.
Mashu gadol mitnagen kan.
When a person is hurt,
Jewish Music FM.
Whether he didn't get the lane, someone pulled off a joke on him and he doesn't get angry, he's just running shalom, I'm a
kabbal. www.jewishmusic.fm.
To all of the brachos in the world.